This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
8:48 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana and Xiao Ning. Now, the Ministry of International Trade and Industry announced this week that the government has agreed to ratify the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership, also known as the CPTPP. All legal amendments related to the CPTPP have been completed, and the trade deal will come into effect for Malaysia on November 29th.
So some background on the CPTPP. It's a free trade agreement among 11 countries, with it coming into force for Australia, Canada, Japan, Mexico, New Zealand and Singapore in 2018, followed by Vietnam in 2019 and Peru in 2021. With Malaysia signing on, Brunei and Chile are the only countries who have yet to complete their respective ratification processes. With expectations that this trade deal would see Malaysia rise further in prominence as a global trading economy, we ask, why did it take us so long to ratify the deal? And what will be the material benefits for us?
So for more on this, we have on the line with us Dr. Juwita Muhammad, Director of Economics and Business, as well as Acting Research Director at the Think Tank Ideas. Juwita, good morning. Thanks very much for joining us. Now, Malaysia has become the ninth country to ratify the 11-member CPTPP, which was actually signed back in 2018. Why did it take us so long to ratify? And maybe why are the remaining countries still holding back?
Good morning, everyone. This is such a wonderful news indeed. We've been waiting for this for such a long time. After 8 years of negotiations and 19 rounds of negotiations, finally, Malaysia has ratified the CPTPP. So again, the original TPP, when we looked at the chapter specifically, there are both trade-related chapters, traditional trade-related chapters, but there are also non-traditional trade chapters, which I would like to call them as discipline chapters. These discipline chapters include the labor chapter, the environment chapter, the SOE chapter, the government procurement chapter. So again, these chapters make up the core of the discipline chapter within the agreement itself. So this means that there can be no carve-outs, there can be no exceptions in implementation. So this is why, again, CPTPP in itself is a very different animal if we look at the free trade agreements that is already in place in the world. It is definitely something that we look forward to be a part of when we implement it on the ground. You asked why it has taken us so long. Mm-hmm. Well, with the different governments' view on CPTPP itself, it has taken us this long. But in a nutshell, to ratify the CPTPP, we had to pass and amend many laws in Parliament so that we can adhere to the commitments being made. A case in point would be in the labor chapter itself. In the labor chapter alone, since 2018, we needed to pass about 9 laws. And up until a couple of months ago, 1 law on trade unions or empowering trade unions was still pending. So again, that's only in the labor chapter. So there was a lot of work done by many people, and I'm so happy that finally it is being ratified, and that businesses as well as households can aim to reap the benefits in the medium to long term.
Okay, can I ask about, let's talk about the positives. So how does the CPTPP elevate our economy? Which sectors will actually benefit? And, you know, are there any sectors that actually might lose out?
So according to the cost and benefit analysis commissioned or done by PwC earlier, which was published this year, by the way. Looking at the benefits, there will be greater market access for exporters for most of the sectors, for most of the Malaysian sectors. There would be potentially wider sourcing channels, and there would be a possibility of lower cost of raw materials, especially for our E&D and also our plastics manufacturing subsectors. There would be increased investment attractiveness and local capability development on areas, key areas of E&D, chemicals, optical and scientific equipment, as well as medical devices. We would also benefit from harmonization of and cooperation on rules and regulations and procedures, particularly in the sectors of machinery and equipment, processed food and beverage. But we have to look at the cost. Two of the biggest downside risks would be, again, increased competition for the domestic market. And here, competition would be more heightened for the oil and gas sector as well as construction. But for construction, this will only impact the G7 category contractors because of the high threshold of the special drawing rights that we have carved out for ourselves. So in terms of one-off costs incurred by companies, it relates back to the international labor standards, those in the construction sector, as well as the palm oil sector, will need to have incur short-term costs to conform to international labor standards of the ILO Convention of 1998.
Interesting details that you've mentioned, Juwita. So, I mean, overall, it will be a boon to the economy, but there is going to be short-term pain to certain sectors. Maybe we can talk a little bit more about those pain points. Where do you think the particular pain points will be for Malaysia to implement this agreement? And another question I had was, you mentioned that there aren't any carve-outs allowed in the CPTPP. Maybe you can elaborate on that and also tell us how that impacts, I guess, the way we deal with state-owned enterprises and pro-booming policies.
Rephrase this. Even in the original TPP, when we negotiate, obviously, we wanted to have certain carve-outs. So again, the Bumiputra carve-outs was already achieved in the original TPP. And then again, now in the new CPTPP, those carve-outs are still there. Mm. So, yes, there will be heightened competition, not just in the goods sector, but also in the services sector in the long run. But I do feel that Malaysia, as a small open economy, would really benefit from the liberalization of our markets even further if it's only backed by the discipline chapter. So I do feel that the carve-outs that are set out is efficient enough to minimize the short and medium term of costs that we may need to incur in when we implement CPTPP on the ground.
Okay, Dr. Juwita, since we have you on the line, just very quickly, what's your budget wish list, assuming Tuku Zafro is listening in?
Well, my top three wish lists on the budget would be obviously to re-strengthen our education system. And especially during the time of the pandemic, we did see students being left behind in terms of education, because some families might not be able to tune in online because, again, of availability of digital devices. There would be medium to long-term repercussions to this when students continue to be left behind in terms of their understanding and also education attainment. So again, these 2 years will be very important, especially for those who just started school, I feel. So this is something, again, that maybe the government need to look into in supporting these children who are left behind or who were unlucky enough to be locked down during the pandemic in the first 2 years of their schooling lives. So this goes back and is linked back to our TVET programs. To date, there are more than 10 different agencies that handle and produce and offer different types of TVET programs. And even though there are other TVET programs of international standard in the country, I think we need to improve our other TVET programs
okay.
to to offer these programs at an international standard.
All right, Dr. Juita, I'm so sorry. We are going to have to cut you short because we're running out of time. But thank you so much. You made some really great points there. Focusing on education, that's really key. That was Dr. Juita Muhammad, Director of Economics and Business at IDEAS, giving us her reactions to the CPTPP being ratified, as well as her budget wish list for 2023. We are heading into the 9 a.m. news bulletin. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.